Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live. At all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good morning, Detroit. This is your host, Poetic Energy, coming to you live with our morning inspiration or candid conversation show. We used to air on Sunday mornings, but we've changed it to Hump Day, which is on Wednesday mornings at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am so excited for doing the show today because we have a great poet pick of the week that we've chosen for our topic today. Today we're going to be talking about building good relationships and what that really means. I wanted to do this show today because it's just been, I've just been noticing a common trend in the social networking environment where people are building alliances with people that they've never even met or don't know anything about their inner workings. And I think it's so important to be able to build great relationships based on actually truly knowing a person, because behind a computer screen and, you know, a little bit of dialogue on a computer, you really don't know what a person is all about. And I've been seeing a lot of things happen with friendships and situations in the online environment. So many people... you learn that a lot of people don't really think for themselves. A lot of people pass on things that are not true about other people. And without people really thinking about, if this information is really true, they just on the bandwagon because they're dealing with somebody that they think are popular or appears to have reputation online, but do they really? You know, you really got to think about all of those things. You know, what really makes a great friendship? What really lets you know that a person is all about who they really say they are, especially in the online environment? You don't really know people. And I've been seeing a common thing with people spreading rumors about other people, and people just jump on the bandwagon and roll with that rumor without even really truly finding out if it's true or not. One thing I do have a rule for my own life is that, you know, it doesn't matter if I've been a friend with a person for many years and I know them and I feel like I know them beyond a shadow of a doubt. It doesn't matter because years ago I learned my lesson with being a boss. How friendships, people can use their friendships with you to try to get what they want or to make things happen. And specifically, I'll tell you briefly about the story. I was a manager at a community, and a fellow coworker, we were great friends, and she didn't like someone in the office that we had hired. She felt like, you know, that she was a little bit of competition as far as, you know, her physical features and everything. You know, right off the bat, I didn't know that, but I didn't notice that she was really going hard trying to make me believe that this person was not doing their job, they were not a good person, and, you know, they were doing things that they were not supposed to. And with thinking, okay, this is my friend, but I had to assume the boss role and kind of go within myself and say, she's really going hard on this young lady, and it appears that this young lady is doing her. So I took the information in account, but, I also observed on my own. I'm a very discerning person, and I think that, that everybody should be more discerning and making their own decisions, not basing decisions on whether you have a great friendship, because you know what? You can know people for 20, 30 years and not really know them. You think that you know them. And so, the story goes on a little bit, the long story short is that as I began to look a little further into what she was, the allegations she was against this young lady, I began to see that none of those things were true and discovered that she really just truly wanted her not to be there because she felt like that she was a threat to her. And you got to take an account for those things. Why do people spread things about other people? Why do people want to dump on you? A friend wouldn't even want to, I know that we have friends and, you may chit-chat about things that's happening around you. But it's a difference when a person is just a constant person, dumping, gossiping, all those. You may want to rethink that friendship. And depending on where you are trying to get to in your life, it's very important to have the right type of people in your life and build the right type of friendships. And sometimes you can know people for a long time, and we try to hold on to those people because we have known them for a long time and not really consider the fact that, if you're trying to progress in your life, that you need to, select the proper friends and build your friendship around people that are going in the same direction that you're going in, and not be afraid to let go of, some of those people that, lived in your past and you've known for a very long time. Not be afraid to let those people go because, a lot of times we do not realize that, the people that we have around us also play a very essential part in the way things happen in our own lives. They influence the things that happen in our own lives. And that's why I wanted to choose that topic about, today, choosing the right friendships. And our poem pick of the week, how that works is that I pick a poem for the week and kind of expound it to coincide with my topic. And this poem that I found by Chuck Poole, his poem is entitled "Build a Box of Friendship," and I think this is just really says it all. So I'm going to read that poem and then kind of jump back into our subject for today: building great relationships, and knowing what that really is. Okay, and the poem goes as follows: "Into a box of friendship, to ensure there it is strong. First, a layer of respect on the bottom does belong. Then to the sides attached in the corners where they meet, several anchors full of trust, devoid of all deceit. The height of friendship can be measured by the size of four, so make them all a larger cut, and the box will hold much more. Now fill it up with courtesy, honor, and esteem, understanding, sympathy, and passion for a dream. Add to that your honesty, emotions, joy, and love, and since they're so important, place them up above. But leave the box wide open so all can see inside to learn what makes a friendship work from a box you built with pride." When I found that poem, and that was by poet Chuck Poole, it just fit perfectly with what I wanted to talk about today, because it is very, very, I can't, stress that enough, how important it is to build great relationships, great friendships, and especially since if you're trying to really accomplish some things in your life, you have to have, the right type of people around you. And again, when I was talking about the friendships, is that sometimes people just build their friendships based on, okay, she knows this person, that person knows this person, And you build, you're not understanding that you're building a foundation. You may be building a foundation that's full of chaos and turmoil and trouble and things of that nature. One of the things that I tried to do, in going back to the story about the young lady that wanted me, her and I were friends, but she tried to use our friendship to influence me to fire someone that was not that didn't deserve being fired. But I'm thankfully enough, I'm a very discerning person, and that I didn't allow that friendship to influence my actions. So and a lot of times people use their friendships and not knowing, and if you're not paying attention very closely, your friends around you could be manipulating how you interact with other people, and you're thinking that this person is a bad person or a dishonest person, when all along that just because somebody is getting something that a person may have said, misunderstood, and I've come across that a lot of times in my life, things that I've said and people have misunderstood what I meant by something, and then, they communicate that to other people, and you find yourself trying to explain that, you didn't mean that, but sometimes when the damage is done, the damage is done. And, I give you a prime example, with the social networking environment. I've been a part of a lot of poetry groups and things of that nature, and I've hosted and was the moderator of several poetry groups. Well, a few years ago, I made a comment on a poet's work. I said, "This is a fantastic, magnificent piece of poetry. This is priceless. This is a priceless masterpiece." And, I don't know exactly if that's exactly the way I said it, but, that was the gist of it. But I used the word priceless in my comment and, other words to just signify that, I meant my comment in a positive way. Well, the poet, it was an uproar on the on MySpace about my comment. She just went on and really called me out my name and just was upset. And then she pulled other people into it. And people just went with it because they knew her and, probably directly or just had more interaction with her. And then lo and behold, and I tried not to explain myself because this person didn't know me. But it's just, it's amazing how people will follow other people in their ignorance and not really find out what's going on, why they really, what's really going on, what excited this this reaction in this person. So a few days went past, and then, people started coming back, and they was like, wait a minute. They start coming up, this is a good comment. So, some of the people she had pulled in obviously had, some common sense and read the poem, read my comments. And so after that, the damage is done. She waited about several days later to apologize to me. But, I had already figured out that she didn't understand that the word, you have to understand, even though you're a writer or a poet, you got to understand that several words have different meanings. And priceless, yes, it can mean without price, but also it does mean that it's valuable. It's very important, So she took the one, definition of the word priceless and went with that and, thought that I was trying to demean her work, and that is something definitely I would not do to any individual. But of course, she has never met me in person, but we were interacting in this poetry group. So that shows you how damaging relationships can be, reputations can be ruined in the social networking environment, because people react rather than, you know, find out the facts. They react to ignorance without finding out what the true facts are. So it's very important, because once the damage is done, it is done, and especially in these social networking environments, you can't change the way people think about another person once you've put out something that's not true. And you just got to be very careful. Like, you know, I see a lot of people forming alliances in these social networking environments, and they really don't know who they're forming an alliance with or friendships with. They just, you know, assume that, oh, this person is a popular person. But I feel like, you know, you should really get to know, in order to truly be friends with a person, you definitely need to find out for yourself what they're all about. Don't get allow yourself to be caught up in secondhand information and not truly understand what these people are all about. One rule that I have for myself is that I never allow another person to come to me about somebody else's character. I choose to learn that person's character on my own, because that is very important. You don't know who you're connecting with or not connecting with, and you're getting secondhand information from another person, and they're not the information that they're passing along. You don't know that it's not true, but you're going along with it because someone else said this, and the person that you know said that is gospel, so you roll with it as gospel. And so before you know it, then you have a whole chain of people following an untruth about a person, and again, a reputation has been damaged. So it's just like the, you know, building great relationships requires a lot of more than just you know, just the average of, you know, I know this person and, you know, yeah, they okay. But, you know, you got to really think about what when a person says that about another person, because some people can come from a bad place and not really give you true factual information about another person. And one of the things that I wanted to point out, what is friendship? I feel like friendship is an in-depth relationship. It's somebody that you're comfortable with, somebody that you can, you know, chill with or be relaxed with, someone that you meet that, you know, both of you meet the needs of what a friendship is. That is one of my definitions of being a friend. And somebody that can be there for you and vice versa, you can be there for them, and then you all share a common respect for one another's space. And being non-manipulative, that's one of the other points in building good friendships. And it takes time. It's not something that you really rush into. It's just like really having a relationship with somebody that you are intimately involved with. Is that friendship should take time, and you know, it shouldn't be something that you just take very lightly. And I think that the word friendship has gotten really taken to a whole nother level. Friendships today does not mean the same thing what it used to be years ago. People build friendships on just the littlest thing and say, oh, that's my friend, and really don't know anything about, you know, what this person's character is, what their beliefs are, what they stand for. And I feel like people, you know, one thing that I tell people that I coach is you should follow purpose. Follow people of purpose, not people that are, you know, by popularity. Azaria in the chat room says people mix friendship with associates. Yes, exactly. That some people are associates and they're not friends. Friends is, you know, friendships is a whole new level of relationships, and so is our associates. People that you're associated with may not have your back, you know, when you're in a crisis. They may not be there for you. They may not feel obligated or inclined to be there for you in the time of need. And so, yes, I truly believe that, you know, there's a strong difference in you know, a friendship and associate, and people need to really truly know the boundaries of that. One of the other points that I wanted to bring out is about, you know, the building great friends is the you got to know if a person, there are people that will manipulate you into trying to go against other people, and I find that a lot in these social networking environments. So I try to limit my interaction with people because people will draw you in the midst of chaos and gossip and stuff, and you have nothing to do with that. But because you're, you know, kind of, you know, exchanging dialogue in those type of environments, then somehow your name come up in things that you have absolutely nothing to do with. It's because there are so many people who really love to hate. And what I mean by that is that people love to stir up chaos. Love, they are instigators of trouble and you know, bringing division among people. And sometimes because people are popular, they make, you know, jump on the bandwagon because that person is popular. But I always tell people to follow purpose. You just, for instance, if you follow a crowd, and if you follow in a crowd, sometimes that crowd could be, when you get there, it's just like somebody's fighting, somebody's drawing blood or doing something, and people always want to follow a crowd, popularity. But that's not always a good path to travel. You can have a humble person that is on track for being purpose that may not be so popular, but you got off track because you wanted to follow popularity instead of following the path that you should be taking. And a lot of times people build their friendships with popularity and the most in crowd. One of the other points I wanted to bring out about building friendships, maintenance of a friendship is very crucial. You know, when you have friends, you want to know that they're there for you. You want to know what their purpose is in life. If you guys don't share the same purpose in your life, not traveling the same path, then, you know, there's a good chance that, you know, that your friendship is just not really, you can really deem them more as an associate more than a friend. Because usually your friends are going on the same path. People call people that they've known a long time their friend, but that really isn't a friend either. You will truly know who your friends are in the time of crisis, and that's one good way of knowing who your friend really is, because a friend, you won't have to tell them that you're going through and that you need help, but they will see it and be Johnny on the spot, like, you know, I'm there for you, and you know, they won't allow anything else to come in between them, you know, helping you in the time of your troubles. And one of the things that I wanted to point out, that in friendships, we should set limits. There are so many people that overstep their bounds, as, you know, in friendships, they, you know, first of all, I was dealing with a situation years ago. I had a friend that, you know, that I was working with. She didn't want me to be friends with another person that was working in the office. And I was like, you know, kind of questioning her, well, what's going on? She said she don't like sharing her friends. And I said, I really thought, like, I'm not a possession, you know. So you got to be careful, because there are friends that are out there that, Thomas is lying flawless. That's right, Michelle. It's possible that they will not allow the other to say it's stagnant. Yes, you're right, Azaria. That, you know, friends will, you know, help you progress, you know, to wherever you're trying to get to in your life. But you got to be careful also about friends people that you call friends, who want you increasing and improving your life for the good, but they want to drag you down. You got to be careful about, you know, getting advice from people that you call friends. And one of the examples that I wanted to give is that I was sharing with a friend a few months ago about me wanting to invest in something. And because sometimes your friends may not even know about, see, you know, I have a background in real estate, and I have a business background and a lot of different things. And sometimes when you can discuss things with friends who are not quite savvy in business or savvy in the things that you have interest in, and sometimes in talking with them, you know, and you're trying to get their advice, come from a jealous state when they're giving you advice. You know, when a friend tells you, are you sure you really want to do that? Then you kind of got to step back and watch it and see where they're going with that comment. Because 9 times out of 10, usually people are coming from a jealous place and they don't know your tenacity and your belief and the steps that you looked into to take to, you know, invest, you know, to do the things that you choose to do. And I wanted to invest, and I really wasn't asking for her advice. I was more so just kind of discussing with a friend, you know, what I wanted to do and kind of, you know, just have a conversation with a friend about something that I wanted to do and not really truly looking for her blessing. But as the conversation went on, you know, it's just, you know, that's a lot of work. And so she started putting on, you got to be careful in the conversation. And the conversation went, you know, it's a lot of work and, you know, you're already doing a lot and you know, so many things. And it was so much of negative insight and input about it. And I really wasn't thinking that, but you got to be careful when you're trying to accomplish something in your life and people don't have the faith themselves to see themselves doing that. They can kind of give you advice from a place where that comes from within them, seeing that they, you know, that's something that can they couldn't do. But I'm a very multitasking person. I could do more things and do it successfully, but because that's the type of energy I have. And so whereas a friend or an associate that you have may not have that same tenacity in them, and so when you talk to them about doing things more or better, then they cannot, you know, because they cannot see your vision, they will give you watered-down advice because, they, you know, they can see themselves doing it. So you just got to be careful with that. Exactly. You know, as Zaria said in the chat room, you know, she didn't offer encouragement, just harmful energy to your idea. And, yes, Ian, that is so true because the negative energy that kind of I felt the negative energy, you know, and I'm a person that is really truly into vibes and things of that nature. And you can kind of feel when somebody is coming from a negative place. And so you got to kind of get from among that. You know, I like her as a person, but again, you know, that now I know that's not a person that I can discuss ideas with, you know, because she's coming and she has things that she's dealing with. And not, you know, she's, you know, the negativity that she was speaking from her mouth doesn't necessarily mean that she's a bad person, but she was speaking from where she was in life and couldn't, and you really can't see past that. So when you're discussing things that you want to do in your life, kind of you got to make sure that you are discussing, you know, things with people that are on that same path, you know, that you're traveling on. And sometimes it just, you know, it's not going to be friends that you've known for a very long time, because again, you know, sometimes people are stagnant in their own lives and they don't want to hear about what else you're doing in your life. So they, you know, indirectly kind of just put it out there, you know, don't you think that's too much? Or, you know, so you got to be careful about those type of things and understand how important it is to have great people around you. I have a life, you know, the life coaching that I do, I coach a lot of people with giving them advice on various things that I've done in my life. And, you know, behind the scenes, I was getting my certification, not really, you know, because I try not to tell people about everything that I'm doing because, again, people – you could tell people too much, and then you'll begin to question because people, you know, don't have the tenacity in them to do certain things. They'll question what you're doing, and then sometimes all that negative energy or that negative input will get you to thinking, well, maybe I am doing too much. And you never want to be in that situation. That is crazy because sometimes people can have that effect on you. And then, you know, if had I done that, I wouldn't be able to say I'm certified now. And, you know, so that's amazing that I've done that without telling anyone, and now I have my certification. It was something that I knew that I wanted to do, and I did it. And so sometimes people think that I get a lot that people think that I'm so secretive, but there's a difference between being secretive and being private and getting done what you need to get done without the input of others, because at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. You know, I'm paying for it. You know, I'm going through the education. Thank you, Xeria. Exactly. Xeria in the chat room is saying that's why we can't share a new birth with people that are trying to abort your new creation. Exactly. That is so true and a very powerful statement that a lot of times people get, you know, I'm the type of person, I do get excited about when I'm doing something new. But sometimes you do really have to preserve things that, you know, projects that you have, because sometimes people are so unforgiving. I remember, talking to people about some things that I wanted to do last year, but, you know, things happen where you can't always get done, things done on schedule, and people don't understand. If people don't understand business, things will happen in business all the time. So you have people that just kind of spew on you and spit venom because they don't understand the business process. But then, you know, and then they begin to, talk about it, but, you know, behind you, and things get back to you. But you can't let those type of things discourage you. And so when those things finally did happen, you don't have people come back and say, I'm sorry for disbelieving in you. So that's, again, it's so important, like Xeria said, it's so important to sometimes to preserve what you are doing and whatever new that you're birthing out within your own life. Sometimes you have to preserve it. Doesn't mean that you're a secretive person, because a person that's very secretive, that means that they have things to conceal that are maybe damaging or harming or untruth, or they're concealing deceit, things of that nature. But a private person is a person that keeps things in reserve, and at the appropriate time, they will reveal those things. So I've learned to come from a place of, you know, dealing with situations like that, because people are not always understanding of what your process in your life is. And again, that's why I say people should follow purpose instead of crowds and popularity and friendships, you know, that you're trying to build, you're building, or especially online, you know. Because, you know, half of these people you don't even know, and you're building, you're going, taking their word for gospel, and you're finding yourself building on a block of friendship that has a shaky foundation, and the next thing you know that you're possibly involved in some turmoil or chaos, and your name is coming up, and it's so damaging. Like I told you that story about me commenting on the young lady's piece of poetry, is because she didn't understand what the word priceless meant, and I was really giving her a huge compliment. But it can be so damaging. Once the damage is done, you can't retract that, you know, for people online. When people form an opinion about you online, they don't know you. They just know that this person started this, saying that, oh, she thinks she's this or that. Who does she think she is commenting on my piece of poetry? And, you know, once all of that is out there, but, you know, eventually, like I said, people did begin to say, wait a minute, her comment is a good comment. But, you know, it took me to the point of knowing that people, when they don't understand things, and this is prevalent in anything that you're doing in your life, when they do not understand things, they react before they really, look into it. And it can be very damaging, you know, even with, you know, the building of friendship. So, again, that's why I try to keep myself removed from so many, even though I'm on a lot of social networks. You just really pick and choose your friends that you even have just, you know, a little bit of dialogue with. I am going to, we have 10 more minutes remaining in the show, and, you know, I really want to continue to talk about building friendships, because, you know, I am seeing a disturbing amount of people just, you know, interacting, especially on Facebook, you know, just hateful things toward one another. And it makes you want to think, you know, why is this happening? I've even had a couple of conversations with people in other groups. You know, I have to help them to understand that, you know, I'm not a person that, you know, wants to be dumped on. I don't allow people to dump, if you know, bad things about other people. Because, again, I told you I learned from being a boss, you know, how people would use their friendship with you to get what they want or to hurt other people. And you got to be careful about that. And that brings me to my next point. conversation, being able to carry on a comfortable conversation with a social acquaintance is a matter of practice and following certain procedures and communicating that also works for best friends. You know, if you want to build a great relationship with people, talk to them and learn, you know, talk, understand what they are all about, because you truly, truly cannot begin building a great friendship without understanding what people are all about. I find that people put that label friend in their new connection so just freely, but they don't really know anything about what this person is all about. You know, these days you truly have to be careful in, you know, your selection of friends, because people have so many underlying motives that you may not even, if you're not thinking, you're thinking, oh, I found a great new friend, but they have motive. You got to understand who you're dealing with. There are some people who wear, that has a camouflage of a friendly face, and they're not truly friendly. And, you know, even down to the point of me accepting friends on these social networks, I look at people before I accept their friendship. What kind of, do we have anything in common as far as, you know, I look at, if I'm able to look at their info and see, okay, are they an author, poet, writer, or whatever, you know, why are they wanting to connect with me? And some, you know, I'll be honest, I have not accepted some people because, you know, there's no common connection. And then sometimes I even, if I'm able to, I'll send them a message and say hello. And, you know, I noticed that you have requested to be my friend. And, you know, sometimes when people respond, I just want to be your friend. You know, I'm not looking to build friendships with people just looking through, you know, my information or trying to find out who I am. There was a person, there was a male person trying to get acquainted with me because he saw my picture, and he was not trying to build, trying to network with me per se. He was trying to, you know, find out more about me, find out where I live. He wanted to know where I live and things like that nature. So I have to be, any person should be very careful about that, because everybody is not trying to really network with you. You could truly be trying to, you know, you inviting people into your world that are trying to stalk you. I've been, you know, a victim of that before in my lifetime, that people always don't have good intentions. So it's good, very good to learn how to, you know, identify with, you know, people who, what their motives are in your life, and make good choices. Don't be afraid to not have, and I'm not saying to treat people wrong, I'm just saying just be more selective in your choices, because really, truly, to be honest, there are only a handful of people that you can truly call friend in this world, and the more you have, the more trouble there will be. I want to bring out another point about, you know, when you do have friends, sometimes you don't have, you should always kind of not always bring all your friends together. And one of the things I say about that is because not all of your friends will have the same thing in common. And sharing in that space sometimes you don't need to bring all of them together, because then you have friends fighting or, you know, fighting for your attention. And it really is a very adolescent situation, but it does happen. So you'll find, you know, again, turmoil coming from something like that. So, you know, being very selective in your choices and kind of keeping your friends, like, you know, in their space, give everybody their time in your life, because, you know, truly, I have people in my life that, you know, want my time and my energy, you know. But, again, you know, I'm not in an intimate relationship with these people. These are, you know, people that are truly associates, but they, you know, because of who I am or what, you know, the things that I do, sometimes people want to be a little closer to you, and they want to also control other people that are in your circle, and you can't allow that to happen, because every friend has their place in your life. And so, you know, I really think that is one good point of making sure that you build good relationship by communicating well with these friends and really truly getting to know your friends and what they're all about, not just selecting them as a friend because, you know, they're part of a popular crowd or because they're just their connections, because people that are popular can be you know, very manipulative, and they could also be not so good people. So you want to just make sure that you look, you pay attention to their character, understand what their purpose in their life is all about. Understand, you know, understand if, you know, are you guys on the same level or plane? Are you, in these days, you got to check people's mental sanity, because some people are really, you know, got some mental issues. So you got to be careful with that as well. And, you know, I'm chuckling about that, but it is so true, because I've run into those type of situations where people, you if you don't get to know them and you don't know that they may be battling with some type of mental illness, and one day they just, you know, like they have Tourette's syndrome, and it kind of catches you off guard, and you didn't know that they were dealing with this ailment. And again, I'm not saying that, you know, not to befriend any of those people, because some people take their medication and they're okay. But you just got to be careful of those things and be mindful. Be very discerning, and choose your friends not based on their status, but based on who they are, what their purpose is. Are they good people? Do they come? Do they follow, you know, a good creed of living? And you know those things are very important, because it also affects you, whether you believe it or not. It also affects who you are as a person with the type of crowd that you surround yourself around. So again, I just say, just, you know, with building good relationships, make sure that you make wise choices. Dig a little deeper. Don't just be, you know, gang friends because, you know, they seem like they're just good people to follow around, because it has to get more deeper than that. And be careful on the social networking environment. Don't just form alliances, and don't believe everything that is said out there, because everything out there isn't gospel, and everybody is not speaking the truth. If you truly really want to know who a person is and what they're all about, get to know them personally yourself, if that's what you choose to do. So that is my candid conversation for today. And I thank all of you for tuning in, and I know that many of you will check it in the archive. Some of you are used to it being on Sunday mornings, which we decided that I have so many things going on this year that I had to switch it to Wednesday mornings. And we will be talking about just many different things throughout the year, you know, helping people to build better quality of life, and choosing your life path and purpose, you know, with a strategic plan, and not just haphazardly, because a lot of people are doing that these days and not really, you know, looking out for their own lives and who they allow into their lives. And I just want to say thank you, Azaria, and all of those global listeners for tuning into the show. And I look forward to you guys tuning in next Wednesday morning at 11:30 for Morning Inspiration or Candid Conversations, and listening to our Poet Pick of the Week. Again, our Poet Pick of the Week and Poem Pick of the Week was poet Chuck Poole with his poem entitled Build a Box of Friendships by Chuck Poole is the poet. So we thank you again for tuning in. So we say God bless you, and have a good afternoon, Detroit. It is good hanging out with you. God bless you.